There you go, 836. Just to help you all out, I mean, because you need to know this kind of stuff. That full moon that we had this morning, that's the strawberry moon.
Man, that was bright. That.
It was. It was a bright moon. And as we mentioned last week, and we want to remind you, tomorrow is Venus Transit Day. Venus Transit Day, an extremely rare event. And I'm looking at the Houston Chronicle today, and there it is right there. They got a picture of, you know, what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
This little dotty poo, this little dark thing where Venus.
Dotty poo.
Yeah. Dotty poo.
Little dotty poo will cross in front of the sun. So you know what you're looking for. It will resemble a blackhead on the face of the sun.
Ew.
I just thought I'd, you know, say it in a non-astrological term.
Golly, somebody pop that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. According to space.com, the transit of Venus, some of the rarest astronomical events that you can ever see. They appear 8 years apart, once every 100 years or so. They appear in pairs 8 years apart, once every 100 years or so. Okay. The last Venus transit was in 2004, in June. Before that, the last Venus transit was in 1881 and in 1889. So, once again, tomorrow's, but the next one won't occur until 2117, when none of us will care.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the 04 transit, this one will be visible to all of North America, not just U.S. America, but Canada and Mexico as well. It'll be at about 5:09 tomorrow, and it'll last about 7 hours, so it's not like you have to run out there and see it. And again, I think it's going to be on TV someplace.
Mm.
So NASA TV, or it's going to be online, so you can do that. Or it could be on, I don't know, the Sun Channel. Don't we have a Sun Channel, probably?
Yeah, probably.
things that are going on the Sun.
The Solar Channel.
Yeah, something like that. It'll be
that's fun. Right. Yeah, electric-powered Solar Channel.
Yeah. So what makes a tomato a tomato?
Red.
Well.
Now, researchers.
A nice dress will help.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Researchers now know all 35,000 genes that make up what makes a tomato a tomato. An international team of scientists has fully mapped the order, orientation, types, and relative position of all the genes inside both a domesticated and a wild mater. The results should help breeders engineer tastier and more nutritious varietals while improving every characteristic of the tomato from its taste to pest and disease resistance. Tomatoes in the grocery store pretty much are meh. You know what I'm saying?
A little too crunchy.
Yeah, they are. Best to know a neighbor who's good at that, you know, if you want some good maters.
Yeah.
Once again, though, it's just like anything else.
I figured you'd have one of those topsy-turvy things you'd grow in
your house. My mom had one of those.
Oh, right.
Yeah, tried that.
How'd that work out?
Well, the birds find it, you know, right time. Yeah. They're watching. Birds got nothing else to do but watch for maters, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they do that.
So the birds ate the upside-down mater plant?
I think they got it at the fruit. They didn't get it.
Yeah, well, no.
Anyhow, so Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett, you know who he is.
Yeah,
almost,
sure.
Almost wound up in a hole in the desert.
When?
Well, Gatecrasher gossip column in New York Daily News says that the singer's biographer left out one story from his book. David Evanier claims that back in 1979, Tony was separated from his second wife, that was Sandra Grant, and got heavily into drugs. That may explain why he started seeing the girlfriend of Anthony Spilotro.
Tony Spilotro. Tony the Ant Spilotro.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the guy on who Joe Pesci's character was based on in Casino.
Well, Tony found out about the other Tony making time with his girl, whacked Tony over the head with a Los Angeles phone book, hit him so hard that Tony Bennett knocked out on the floor. Tony checked into rehab soon after, hired his son Danny as his new manager, and turned his career around. But it took a whack in the head, literally, for that to happen.
With the Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
Huh?
And he, again, could have ended up being a little side note to the musical world. Trying to help you out there. So recently, Bradley County, Tennessee fire rescue units were dispatched to assist the sheriff's department following the traffic stop. Deputy said when he came up behind the car, he could smell the propane. Fire units discovered a small hole in the tank, which had been plugged with a golf tee. which is, of course, an airtight seal every time.
Well, you know, he was working on chewing gum.
Yeah, I guess so. So the owner of was very cooperative with officers and said the leak occurred while he was loading the tank into his minivan.
Ah.
That way he could be very close to it if anything happened, I guess. He had to remove a rear passenger seat so the tank could fit. But as the tank was so, oh, this is big, I guess, as the tank was so long that it was sticking out a few feet. After shutting down the leak, the officers required him to get a trailer to haul the tank in a safe manner. So, yeah, I guess that was a yard tank. I was thinking when I saw the story, those, you know, little blue rhino things or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
That blue hippo, is it blue rhino?
It's blue rhino, I think.
One's a computer and one's a propane
I think the hippo's the computer and the other one's the propane.
Yes, so anyway, yeah. So
one takes your money, the other one gives you gas.
I wish
to live by right there.
I wish I had Hank Hill, but nonetheless. So, yeah, apparently he had to take a seat out of his minivan so he could load it in there, and then when he gets the leak, it again means it's a pretty good sized tank. He stuck the golf tee in there. Some people. I was almost a Darwin Award right there. Waiting to happen.
Yeah. Elite smoke.
Please, if you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard, but if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Have you heard of high-speed internet? I mean really fast internet with download speeds up to 12 megabytes per second and upload speeds up to 3 megabytes per second. It doesn't matter if you live in town or in the country. That's right, even if you live in the country, high-speed internet is available to you. If you want really fast high-speed internet where you live or work, call Starfire today. 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Just think, high-speed internet available at your home or office. So make that call to Starfire today. 776-2215. 15 and get all the details.
Hi, this is Dusty. What my family missed the most about living in the country was high-speed internet, but not anymore. The high-speed internet Starfire satellite installed at our house is fast and it's great. The satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite can get you set up with high-speed internet just like they did at our house. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215, and you can have high-speed internet for your home or office.
There is now even more time to shop the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center. Get huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event, now extended for a limited time. Rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99% on legendary Sportsman, powerful Rangers, and razor-sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry to Polaris Fun Center before the Polaris XP sales event is over. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where we sell fun, not tractors.
845, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I don't know if you've heard there's going to be a presidential election in U.S. America soon. Well, November, you know, it's going to be a while. But, in fact, we found out it really doesn't matter who we elect because they're just so much alike. Just so much alike.
Oh, really?
Backslapping, loudmouth politicos. They definitely aren't. In fact, Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama have quite a lot in common. Both love grilled chicken. Who knew? Grilled chicken.
We're not so different, you and I.
That's right. ABC's Modern Family, they like that. And they like Star Trek, too. Now, deep down, they're both aloof and analytical introverts who prefer conscious decision-making over that gut instinct. Yeah. The New York Times says both of them are almost shy, which is amazing in this business. Oh, wait, there are more similarities. both attended top prep schools and seemed restless thereafter, living abroad and going to several colleges before receiving degrees.
They lived as abroad, what?
you're listening to the good part, aren't you?
Yeah.
That little Jack Lemmon thing.
That's right. One little Tootsie thing happening there.
I like it hard.
Yeah. One key difference, besides politics, while Barack's father was out of the picture,
yeah,
Mitt's father was tirelessly working with political campaigns, and his son was right there with him. And he always treasures carrying a photograph around with him of the two working together. So, mm-hmm. You see, it doesn't really matter. Whoever we elect as president, they're just alike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grilled chicken. So, there you go.
Well, Mitt's daddy sold Ramblers before he was ever in government.
And Barack's daddy just rambled. So, there you go. Goodness, I can't imagine he said that. My goodness. Terrible. Authorities say two winning hundreds of thousands of dollars in the state lottery. Still on welfare. Apparently, these two guys, one of them's name's James Casey, allegedly did not tell welfare officials that he won $700,000 while he was collecting $12,000 in state health benefits and $1,500 in food stamps. Mm-hmm. And then Frank Basile, he collected more than $17,000 in benefits while he won $316,000. Basile told the local newspaper it was just a mistake to tell. Just a mistake. Wouldn't have done it if he hadn't, you know. What? Authorities in California say two suspected meth dealers arrested after allegedly sending text message advertisements. What do you say? I mean, what would it say? Got a new shipment?
For sale. Meth.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, you know, the problem is you need to be really careful the number that you text to, because the Santa Maria police officer who received the text
was very interested.
He really was, as a matter of fact. He thought, well, that's probably interesting. The officer agreed to purchase 2 grams of meth. The men arrived at the agreed-to meeting place, confronted by members of the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Narcotics Unit.
Ah.
Dang.
How'd you find out?
Yeah.
Did you miss the Texas Tax Off Weekend? Well, for 72 hours, you can get double the tax off at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station. For 4 days only, get up to double the tax off on all furniture purchases. Friday, June 1st through Monday, June 4th for 72 hours. Or there's 48-month interest-free financing available. Double your tax off equals double the tax off your purchase on sofas, living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, accessories, every piece of furniture in the store. During the double the tax off event at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station. See store for details.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Finally, someone combined the best of a lawnmower with the versatility of a John Deere tractor. Stop into Sioux Falls Prater today and check out the 1 Series subcompact utility tractor. The John Deere 1 Series is easy to operate in all kinds of conditions, and with dozens of attachments available, no job is too big for this little tractor to handle. Hurry to Sioux Falls Prater today and get 0% financing for 60 months. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. And don't forget to vote for Sioux Falls Prater as the best tractor dealership in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 7/31/2012, finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 800 for the pool guy.
Hey, it's 851, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Don't forget A&M Consolidated going to the state baseball tournament. We'll have the action there. What day is it, 3:30?
Friday at 3:30, and if they win, Saturday at 11:30 from Dale Diamond.
Now, Chase,
waiting to hear back from the University Interscholastic League as we speak.
Okay.
That we have been green-lighted with.
Okay, to do that.
With passes.
All right, now we're going to need to know about press box food.
Oh, I will. I'll come back with a full report.
Right.
And if I remember, I'll even take some pictures.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good. Now, who's doing the broadcast with you?
I've asked, and he has agreed to do both games if it's warranted, and that will be little Chucky Glenwinkle.
All right. Him, so.
Chuck does a fine job.
Yes, he does. He knows his baseball.
Whether you're planning a road trip or just driving to work, might as well save some gas of doing it. Popular Mechanics with some ideas for you when entering a highway. Accelerate to 60 miles an hour at about double your car's 0 to 60 rate. This puts the car in the most efficient top gear quicker than crawling up to speed. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening? 42 miles an hour. You're pulling up on the bypass. Okay, I'll speed up soon enough. When you're running errands, start with the farthest place first and work your way back. How do you like that? Heats up the car faster and runs more efficiently when it's warmer.
I normally do that. If I'm running errands, I'll do that and then work my way back towards home. Yeah.
Empty the trunk.
It's a psychological thing for me.
That's also true. You're getting closer to home.
Right.
Right.
Empty the trunk. You got junk in your trunk?
Right.
Get all that
stuff
out of there.
Don't go back for seconds.
Yeah. And you could tell that this was written by a Yankee because it says, skip the AC and roll the windows down on local roads.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that today when it's supposed to be 98.
Yeah.
Once and report back.
Yeah, that's the guy who's not
I bet you wish all you had was an old man smell at that point.
All right, here you go. Sunday and Monday are the worst days of the week to dine out. Sunday and Monday, worst days to dine out.
Why?
Kate Crater, who's a senior editor for Food and Wine magazine, says that's because those are the 2 days that restaurants are cleaning out the refrigerators. Fish in particular.
Oh, you're going to get the old fish, are you?
For a Monday restaurant meal.
Oh, yeah.
The last fish delivery was likely last week, so that fish has been sitting around for a few days. Look, they put that crust on it, and then they got that tartar sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
plus, it's all you can eat.
Don't forget the crumblies.
That's right. So why the? Oh, you got to go there. Okay, that one. Yeah, I was thinking about that one where you serve yourself or they serve you.
Okay.
Yeah, as opposed to that one that comes in a boat. Styro box, styro boat. Yeah, but yeah, if you do that, just cover it with crumblies and things will be good. Tuesday's the best day for restaurants. Majority of food deliveries are on Tuesday. And it's the best bet that you'll get a great meal with fresh ingredients and more bang for your buck. So if you go to that restaurant and it sucks on Tuesday, it ain't going to get any better, okay?
Unless they're still using the old stuff before they start using the new stuff.
I'm not sure.
Just to be safe, try Wednesday. Yeah.
One more thing about creeping out. We did the thing on Facebook and how older people are getting in there. The young people don't like it. A recent study found that adults who try to dress or act younger than they really are actually come across as older. Participants in the study who portrayed themselves as younger were also rated as less likable and more deceitful. Duh! No kidding!
It's kind of the definition of pretentious.
Yeah? That what we're talking about here? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
that and don't forget that you're probably going to need to dye the hair on your arms and your eyebrows, too, if you're going to dye your hair. Okay. Yeah, if you got gray hair on your arms, guys, and you're trying to hang out with all those cuties over there at Northgate, that ain't going to work, okay?
Yeah, well, until your money runs out.
Yeah. They'll think you're funny up until then. Yeah, just up until then. Then everything else. 39-year-old, police say a 39-year-old woman in London, Ontario, Canada, arrested for being too friendly. The woman in question accused of calling 911 just to say hi. Just to say hi. Police went by her house shortly after the early morning phone call. Police say the woman, allegedly highly intoxicated, is a regular 911 caller. Arrested and charged with interfering with the lawful use and operation of the 911 response line.
Hey, how y'all doing? All right. I just want to say hi.
But you get lonely over there.
She talked like that, I'd arrest her too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when the next Apple iPhone comes out, industry analysts believe it'll have a bigger screen. The rumors have been floating around for a while, but now there is proof. A Japanese Apple blog called Makatakara published.
Listen to you.
Yeah,
Makatakara.
Really.
Makatakara.
Yeah, so published a.
We got one of those restaurants here, don't we?
I'm pretty sure it's a sushi, right?
Yeah. Published a video showing a mystery part, which does for all the world look like the iPhone's new screen, only it's bigger. The glass panel placed beside the existing phone shows it to be bigger than the new screen.
Well, now that's a little problematic of where we're going with devices, because devices do so much more than just make phone calls.
Sure.
That now we're actually trending bigger. You know, for the longest time it was smaller, 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 and now we're trending back bigger. But who wants to carry around a big clunky thing?
Right. Well, and again, the first thing I thought about is, okay, all those folks who have manufactured the holders that, you know, close down completely around the iPhone, they're not going to be happy with a size change because they don't want to retool, and they've got 100 bazillion of those things in a warehouse someplace.
Yeah. Because the order just came in from Micronesia.
Right. And we had the story a couple of weeks ago about how the wireless carriers are actually supplementing the cost of this thing. And so as a result, they're really not wanting people to go to a new iPhone. So I don't know that iPhone is necessarily driving the market, plus the fact that so many other wireless options out there now that the mobile device itself may not need to have a little Apple on the back for it to actually get done what you need done.
I don't know, man. I got mine in January, and I'm still enamored with my iPhone.
You're hooked at it.
Yes.
Well, you use Siri, though, don't you?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Well, not all the time.
But
just a lot.
Yeah. Siri, tell me who I am. Yeah.
No, my contract's up July 1st, so I need to, you know, I might be going that direction.
I heartily recommend one.
Well
Chase, and the thing that's cool about Siri, and it functions as speed dial. I mean, but you could say, call so-and-so. And, you know, then she'll come back and she'll say, I found this many numbers for so-and-so. Which one do you want me to call? And so you do it, and it's very, very handy.
There you go. On this date in history.
I love this part.
Grocery chain owner Sylvan Goodman introduced in his Humpty Dumpty store in Oklahoma City a shopping cart.
Oh.
Yeah, which probably changed things. That was 1937.
Yeah, it did.
Patent for the ATM machine. That probably changed a few things. 1973. Mm. The Tiananmen Square protests were violently ended by the Chinese on this date in 1989, and the U.S. Postal Service said, all right, it'll be Skinny Boy, not Fat Boy. It'll be the younger Elvis that'll be on your stamps. That was back in 1992.
All right,
there you go.
Wait
a minute.
Snow White and the Huntsman were number one at the box office, $56.3 million. It bumped Men in Black 3 from the top spot. Richard Dawson.
20 years ago, what was the number one movie? Just real quick. Lethal.